going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let me shift gears before we run out of time with you. Tomorrow is the NFL draft. I had asked this of someone earlier in the week. I'll ask you, is there anything the Dolphins can do tomorrow that's going to annoy you? Like if they don't select a corner, a lot of people are suggesting a corner, and a lot of people, Crowder included, are suggesting a lineman, you know, offensive line or even defensive line. If they don't take a corner or an offensive or defensive lineman, are you going to get annoyed?
You know, yes, I will a little bit because I could see a situation where, look, you're going to get a talented player regardless. So I don't know how annoyed you could be unless it's a quarterback, which we know they're not going to take at 13. I think any player you take is obviously going to be talented. But like the Warren kid, the Penn State tight end, is so talented. If he's there, you know, are you going to really go offense and go in that direction? I think it's pretty clear the Dolphins need a corner, especially with the Jalen Ramsey situation. The Dolphins need some meat on that offensive line. They could use a D tackle. I mean, there are positions of need that are much more, I think, a focal point of what they need. And I will say this. I know Chris Greer doesn't say much in those press conferences, but I thought he kind of did a little bit last week when he said, this draft fits our needs. We feel we can fill our holes in this, you know, with this draft. So to me, it's look at the needs, the positions you just mentioned, and that's the direction they're going with that first pick especially.
Yeah, Will, and the Jalen Ramsey situation, we all know he's not going to be here. And I keep saying I want them to move him during the draft to get draft equity and go out and get his replacement or another, you know, piece of the puzzle, where I don't think Jalen should be on the Dolphins on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
See, and that's the thing. I don't know the mechanisms of cap hits. I don't understand it that well. That's more like a Barry Jackson thing. So I don't know exactly what the mechanism is of, okay, if you trade for picks, what it means as far as before for a certain date, June 1st, all those things.
I think it's better if they trade them after June. I think after June 1st, if they trade him, it's less of a hit on the cap.
But then, Will, you get something. It was Hawk, you get something next year?
Yeah.
Like, what are we pushing it off for? Yeah, he doesn't want to be here. You don't want him.
Yeah. It's a tough spot because it came up so quickly, right? Like, Chris Greer didn't even, like, deny it. It's just like, yeah, we talk. We're getting rid of him. He does, you know. Like, they didn't get into specifics of why. It's just, it's best we move on. And now you're kind of stuck in that no man's land. Like, okay, you're going to move on, but like, are you going to get better as a team? Is it going to help you? A player of his stature is going to go, or is there going to be any immediate impact? To Channing's point, you'd love for it to be now, but I think the way the cap works and the mechanism stuff, it's not that easy to just do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.